It's a subject I think everyone's interested in, not only people who are interested in education, but how do you manage to shift something, to make something change in a relatively short time, a space of time? Well, Jihad Dib is the man who's done it. He's the principal of Punch Boy Boys High, and he joins us here in the studio. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon,
Must
Richard.
Be so delightful to hear a song like that. First of all, beautifully sung,
yeah,
beautifully played. The sentiments in
yes.
it.
Yes. Oh, look, I mean, it's been, I think Derek wrote that song a couple of years ago, and every time I hear it, it still makes the hairs on the back of your, you know, your back stand up. It's just, it's beautiful to think that he wrote it himself with the boys. And when he first sang it on a school assembly, the reaction of the boys was just one of pride. And so we play that a lot at school, and it's just fantastic. Mm. You know, we've made a recording of it now, and that's going to, that's just our school song. But you're right, the sentiments of it, it tells our story so well about everything in terms of the hope and the aspiration and the belief that the kids have in it. So the fact that it was written by kids just makes it so much more powerful.
Now, paint me a picture of what the school was and some of the problems it was facing, 7 or 8 or 9 years ago.
Look, it's a story that many people may have heard. In terms of the school, look, what we ultimately had is we had staff who were dedicated. We had kids who were there but not really sure what to do, how to achieve. But there was a real disconnect, and I think that's the most important thing, that there was a disconnect between the community, the school, the teachers and the students. And when you've got something like that, there's not really that much aspiration. And so for a long time, you know, violence became an easy way out for kids.
Child on child violence.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, child on child. It became, there was a real disrespect, not only for the environment, but for one another, because they kind of felt that there was a spiral where they were going nowhere. I always say that the staff were exceptional, but there was a real battle. They just, our biggest challenge was to get the kids to believe in the school and to believe mm-hmm. in the possibilities, and with the kids to actually get the families involved in it as much as we possibly can.
Once you have a situation that's going bad, and again, this is a school story, but it can go for businesses and all these other things, you get in a downward spiral, don't you? In that case, you had falling enrollments.
Yeah. Oh, look, I mean, for all intents and purposes, you had falling enrollments, you had a lot of damage taking place, you had little, and I think Derek said it in his interview, the community didn't think as much of the school as what they do now, so it wasn't seen as the preferred option to begin with, and that has a negative effect on the psyche, where the students start to see the school as, this is the second option, the B option, and you've got to change all of that. So the first and most important thing is to say, well, what is it that we want to achieve, and then how are we going to get there? And we've got to believe in it. And I think it's to change the mentality that I'm not here because I've got nowhere else to be, but I'm here because I want to be here. There is nowhere better than being here. And once you start believing in that and you start making that happen, it changes the way people think. And one of the boys referred to it and said, you know, the older boys started to change, and then the younger boys started to see them as role models. But that also started with the kids. It started with the parents. It started with the teachers. Mm-hmm. It started with us standing at the front gate.
Okay, well, let's go through this. I'm writing the motion picture called the Jihad Dib story.
The Punch Bowl Boys High School story.
The Punch Bowl. And my first scene is you at age 33, youngest principal, you know, one of the youngest principals ever in the state. Yeah. You're 33 years old. You walk in those front gates. What are the things in the first 10 minutes of the movie? I'm going to show the first four things that you do that make a change. What are they? What are my scenes?
Oh, firstly, you'd probably have Hugh Jackman cast. And if you're listening, Hugh, look, I think what I'd like you to see is, I don't know, look, it's this image that you have of just, I don't think the kids weren't bad, but you've just got like almost, there was a real sense of helplessness and it was a sense of loss and people didn't know what to do. That's kind of what I get the feeling that a lot of things had been tried. There wasn't, you know, where people don't care about stuff, they just kind of wander around and you don't see the connections that you have now where people just walk straight past, like kids walking straight past teachers. Now what you'll get is you'll get kids walk past teachers. We stop, we shake hands, we have a chat. There's a real warmth. And that came across from the boys. And I'm so glad that the boys got a chance to say their piece because it really comes from them. But what you do see is you see barbed wires, you see bars. You don't see gardens. You just see a place that's devoid almost of colour. You know that.
This is when you first walked in,
1950s red brick building. You know, like it's not an appealing intro. And I think there's a lot to be said also about the environment and the condition of the environment in terms of what it says. When the first thing you see Very drab-looking buildings, bars on windows, barbed wire. Mentally, you have an opinion of the place.
Okay, so my first scene is the Saturday clean-up and you're painting one of the walls.
Yeah.
But my second scene, I guess, takes you outside the school gates because you really tried to meet the parents, didn't you?
Yeah.
Tell me about that process.
Okay, so what we did, and I say it's we because we've got a really terrific team. It's not about Jahadib, it's the team that we've got. What we started to do was we would stand at the gate, the front gate. And that's something that I learned from an early principal that I had, my first ever principal when I became a head teacher. Standing at the front gate, meeting the kids and meeting the parents as they dropped them in so that we didn't become the them. There was no longer an us and them. It was us together. Meeting people at the front gate is so good because it's symbolic of welcoming people into the building. You know, this is your place, making them feel so welcome. The best place to have a quick little chat to a parent if you need to, so that you weren't just talking to a parent when there was a problem. You actually got to develop a relationship. Being down the street as well, getting to know the local businesses, getting to know the local people. So not necessarily proclaiming, look, I'm here and we're going to save everything, but becoming a part of that community so that the school itself became an integral part of the community and the community felt that they could own the school, that it was representative of them. That's, I think, the most important thing that we had to do was to create that connection between the community and the school and the parents and the people who are no longer at the school. Because really, like, I'm a big believer that when you've got a place that's doing it tough, whether it's a school, whether it's a community, whether it's an organisation, you've got to have the boots on the ground. You've got to be a part of it. You can't stand or sit in your ivory tower and say, hey, I decree this. So what my team and I did was get out there. You know, we walked around, we got to know people, but we also started to set some really important ground rules. And we had to follow those ground rules and we had to be consistent. We had to be firm. We had to say, this is what we want. But it was
You're talking about discipline now. Yeah.
Talking about discipline, but also talking about our vision for the school. So we wanted the kids to have that same vision because at the end of the day, you want the kids to have the vision, but you also need the staff to make it happen. Like, you know, the leadership is only a couple of people, but you've got a staff of, say, 50. You've got, you know, 300-odd students at that time and the parents. We wanted them... You know, what was their vision for this school? What did they feel that we could become? And
okay, a lot of people say that in business and in education, it's often just a lot of hot air. How did you make it not just hot air? Make them really come up with their own vision and then believe in it?
Yeah, well, we moved out of that ivory tower. That's first and foremost. Like, you know, it's all good and well to say you consult and all that sort of thing. Consulting means you've got to also adapt to what's around there. So if that meant the parents couldn't make it for interviews in the middle of the day, in the evening, we moved our parents and citizens meetings to sometime in the day so that at least we can get parents in. Then to make sure that we had some babysitting facilities so that parents didn't have an excuse of the little kids. We would have meetings. We would meet at different times. We would stay late. The door was open. So it wouldn't be a case of, oh, you know, you need to make an appointment. You've got to wait a week and a half or 2 weeks. If you could make the appointment, let's make it straight away. Let's meet with you straight away. But also, let's make sure, like anything, if you say you're going to do something, you've got to make it happen. So there's no...
Are you talking about the parents there or about, the teachers?
I'm talking about life.
You're talking about everyone.
Isn't it? Like, you know, if somebody's got an idea, you've got to take that idea and you've got to make it come to effect. So if somebody says, hey, I've got a suggestion for an improvement, you make it happen. And they can see then. It doesn't have to be something big. I think the mistake that people make when they're looking at transforming something is they look so much at the big picture, but they forget the little stuff. And the little stuff is actually the most important stuff because that's what really makes the change and that's what builds the momentum.
But you're talking about taking that bit of barbed wire, which is making people feel like it's a prison, for instance. Yeah.
Oh, look, it does make it feel like a very welcoming place.
Jihadib is here from Punch Bowl Boys High, where he's the principal. I think one of the other things that I've heard you talk about before, which I think is such a clever idea, again, business, home, family, whatever. Find time for the positive news. Make sure the only time you ring the parents up is not when you've got something bad to tell them.
Absolutely. So we've got this phrase where we say, let's catch the kids doing the right thing. Because we always catch the kids doing the wrong thing. And, you know, as a teenage boy, and, you know, boys have got their own teenage angst, the first response is, but so you never ever see me when I do well. So we started to really focus on the positive stuff as well and have that two parts to our discipline or our welfare system. Or we call it even our well-being. We don't even call it the welfare. Our well-being system, there's the positive and then there's also the consequences. And the positive also has various amounts of rewards, but we want to acknowledge the kids for doing well. We also want to focus on that kid that sometimes doesn't get recognized. You know, the kid that's just always just just does the right thing. Mm-hmm. He's just compliant. He's never going to come first in the class. He's not the greatest sportsman, but he's just a really good kid, and you've got to be able to pick him up. And so that's where we also have like our deputies awards, special awards, things like that, so that you make them feel that you don't have to be the best to be recognised.
Or the
really
worst
important.
To
All
be
the worst, absolutely.
Yeah. To be recognised in a different way, yeah.
And it's amazing, Richard, how many times if a kid does the wrong thing, this is what I love about teenagers. If you're straight up and down with them and you're really just direct, they're very open. And so the kid who's done the wrong thing, I don't know how many times I've said, well, you know, mate, I've picked you up when you've done the right thing, but in this case, you've done the wrong thing and this has got to be the consequence. And more often than not, the kid will say, sir, you're right, and I will just cop it. Because what you want, it's not the severity of the consequence, but the fact that there is a consequence. Because down the track, we're building good men. That's actually our plan.
I've got a minute left with you. Yeah. So let me ask you this. You rarely in the system do you get somebody from a Muslim Lebanese background as the university-educated principal who's at the top of the tree. Is it partly your own example of how people from your own community can become successful? Is that part of what's impressed the children?
I think that helps. I mean, look, it certainly helps. And I think it's the great thing about public education is educators from so many different diverse backgrounds, and we've got a number of principals from non-English speaking backgrounds. I certainly think that sometimes some of the boys, particularly who had not believed that they could achieve and so forth, might look at me and say, well, do you know what? I can aspire to become, maybe not a principal, but certainly university and all that sort of stuff, which was something that was beyond their, didn't have any imagination.
Well, you are
they
standing
now
in front of them saying it's possible.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we make it possible in everything that we do, and especially with my amazing staff who go well out of their way to give the kids any opportunity they can to support them and to get them to their endeavour and make them great men.
Thank you very much for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you very much.
There's Jihad Dib, Punchbowl Boys High. Enrollment's now up, discipline better, and kids who sing with joy about their school.